as you can see, the data suffers with its limitations, particularly with definitions. I mean, with the early papers, micrometastases weren't terribly defined very well. But if you go back and scrutinize how they were defined, it was micrometastases and isolated tumor cells were really getting muddled up together. The terms were used very interchangeably throughout the literature, and some groups were calling single CK-positive cells as micrometastases when they're actually isolated tumor cells. At least three papers have grouped primary and recurrent colorectal cancer together, and the recurrent cancers behave very differently in terms of nodal recurrence. Lymph node yield is perhaps the biggest bugbear with the literature. The standards for reporting are greater than 12 lymph nodes, as you know, for a reasonable surgical resection, but some groups were reporting either single nodes, less than 6 nodes mean per patient, and some an unknown number. The numbers of nodes is one thing, but the thickness of the slices and the sectioning techniques is another area that is very heterogeneous. Some reports were not reporting how thick the slices were. The ranges go from 4 micrometers up to 50, and there's also single versus multiple level sectioning. It's been predicted that to take one 4 micrometer slice through a 1 centimeter lymph node reflects just 0.06% of that node. There were initial concerns about intra-observer variability, but Mescalis' paper put this to bed, showing an excellent correlation between investigators.